News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is again moving to reassure public sector workers that the government does not intend to pursue wide-scale job cuts as part of efforts to reduce the public sector wage bill. Dr. Phillips says the government remains committed to a program of attrition by retirement and voluntary separation to achieve the desired wage bill targets.
We have abolished a number of posts. Some 2,564 posts have been abolished, and there are plans to abolish further posts when vacant. We are allowing attrition to lower the size of the civil service overall where necessary. And we are also signed with the trade unions, agreements which provide for the development of voluntary redundancy retirement arrangements.
The finance minister adds that the government will actively consult with the trade union groups before implementing voluntary separation agreements or any other public sector modernization programs. A section of the John Common Road near the farming community of Stonehenge in St. James will be repaired at a cost of $6.5 million. The project is being carried out under the National Farm Road Rehabilitation Program.
The community will benefit from the upgrading of the John Common Road. We have just signed a contract that will see this section of road being repaired, and work is expected to be completed in 4 weeks.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer. Mr. Kellyer says sections of the roadway have proved challenging for road users, and the repair work should improve the lives of the entire community, in particular farmers who need to move their produce to market. A multifunctional cardiac center will be opened at the Bustamante Hospital for Children in Kingston this April. Health Minister Horace Dally says the center will save the lives of many children.
We are developing a cardiac center at the Bustamante Children's Hospital to do cardiac operations on our children who are dying because we don't have enough space, we don't have enough ICU beds, we don't have enough facility to carry out these operations on these angels who would have survived normally if they had access to good cardiac care.
Chairman of the National Health Fund, Sterling Soares, will head the team to carry out the work necessary for the official opening. Upon completion, the multi-million dollar facility will be the first of its kind in the region. And the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, has expanded its Emergency Medical Services, EMS, to offer a range of first responder programs at the station level. Chairman of the JFB Board of Directors, Jalil Dabdoub, says the expansion of the EMS is part of the brigade's continued drive to modernize the services offered to the public.
Persons will be able to walk into the station at any time and access such services as blood pressure checks, blood sugar checks, basic burn, basic wound care, general first aid, general advice on minor trauma incidents.
The JFB are first responders for road traffic accidents, life-threatening trauma, cardiovascular and obstetric emergencies, acute respiratory distress, and other life-threatening medical conditions within the scope of emergency medical technicians. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Government pensioners, as the Accountant General's Department seeks to modernize its processes to serve you better, be advised that as of January 31, 2016, only the barcoded life certificates will be accepted. The department will continue to mail out the barcode life certificates. However, they are available on our website at treasury.gov.jm. You may request one by email, or you may collect a life certificate from the office. For more information on the new barcoded life certificate, contact the AGD at 1-888-991-3005 or 922-832-0027. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
My journey as a foster child started at the age of 2 when I was living on the street because my mother became mentally ill. At times you feel a bit lonely, but thanks to the Child Development Agency's foster care program, I was able to overcome all of these.
The Child Development Agency's National Foster Care Week, February 7 to 13. For more information, visit our website at www.cda.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Share your home. Foster a child.